smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk for miles. And thanks to you, this will be done. Cause you to me are the only one. Happiness no more be sad.
Just the beginning, by the way. Seriously. So that was Chris Cornell covering the song Thank You by Styx. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. That's funny. I was just making sure somebody was listening out there. Dude, that's Led Zeppelin. Just the, like, covered Led Zeppelin. Do you know who Led Zeppelin's lead singer is? Anyway, I'm just saying, it takes balls to do it. So he did it right. And then after that, as you... All right, so this one, by the way... And I gotta keep it going. This is by Terry Reed. So originally I found this song, which I find so much of my music from not Rob Zombie's bands, but his movie soundtracks. This is on House of a Thousand Corpses soundtrack. It's called To Be Treated Right by Terry Reed. But this is obviously Chris Cornell covering it. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
We are in danger, and we are
Welcome back here to The Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. So that was Chris Cornell doing a Terry Reid cover. And like I was just telling my guests here in the studio, oh, that's where my CD skips all the time. It freaks me out. He uses these beautiful songs in the most violent moments in the movie. If you know the movie, you know what I'm talking about. All right, we got to keep it moving. So this one, two songs off the singles soundtrack. Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, they're all on this soundtrack. They all drop songs on this soundtrack that eventually would end up on their own albums, their own band's albums, but were originally put out for just this one movie soundtrack. So this is the first one. This is just, and this isn't Soundgarden, this is just Chris Cornell. This is Singles. Sorry, Seasons off the Singles soundtrack. Johnson chicken skin for me. I can't express how much this man has. I mean, all of it. Singles, Temple of the Dog, Soundgarden. Just look up the single soundtrack. Look it up right now. Soundgarden, Pearl Jam. I mean, just on the grunge level alone. All right, so this is another one. Later on a Soundgarden record. But this is not Chris Cornell on this record. This is his band, Soundgarden, on the singles record. This is Birth Ritual.
Thank you.
Welcome back here to The Balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. So that was Soundgarden with Birth Ritual off the singles soundtrack, which of course later on became on a Soundgarden record. But more importantly, going on to the next one though, this is on the last Soundgarden record. So, you know, they broke up for 13 years in 97, then reformed, you know, got back together again after Chris Cornell was with Audioslave for 3 records and then put out the record King Animal, which apparently I'm the only person that ever heard it. It's awesome. Most of it's written by the drummer, Matt Cameron, by the way. And this song was also on the Avengers soundtrack. And it's the lead song in, like, the Avengers trailer and everything back then. Yeah, back then. 2012 or whatever. But anyway, it's called Been Away Too Long off King Animal and the Avengers soundtrack. Back here to the balcony. Okay, so I know a lot of people don't remember that song because no one heard that Soundgarden record. They probably know it more off the Avengers record, but anyway. All right, so this one is kind of a I don't want to say posthumous, but more of a greatest hits. But a lot of people don't know this one from the show Metalocalypse. Metalocalypse? Am I Metalocalypse? Yeah. Brendan Small's band. So he's a real dude who plays all the instruments and then got a bunch of real band guys together and has a real band. And they're a cartoon band, but play live. So their big single used one of Soundgarden's songs. And Soundgarden is in the video with the animated characters of Metalocalypse. And this one is called Black Rain, but on the Soundgarden Phantasm record. folks. Welcome back here to the balcony. Okay, so that was Black Rain. Now we're going to get a little more personal stuff, at least more personal for me. So RIP Odd, my ex-co-host who passed away. But when Chris Cornell dropped this album originally, he played it three times. Well, I'm sorry, he played it two times. One time at Berkeley before the record had been released. And then the next day, we went out and got the record, learned it all, and went to the next show and tried to show off how much we learned everything. So this isn't Soundgarden or Audio Slave, which I'm not even playing at all. This is off his solo record. It's called When I'm Down, and the solo record is called Euphoria Morning.
I have nowhere to roam. I only
love hearing it. It's like my incarnation with Chris Cornell is like, I remember what girlfriend I was breaking up with when that song came out. So let's go back even further. Let's go back to Temple of the Dog. know so many songs I want to play. Just on that Call Me a Dog, I'm sorry, on the Temple of the Dog record, he just goes insane. Such vocal performance. And so here's a couple you probably don't know as well, which I really enjoy, off Down on the Upside. This is Zero Chance and No Attention.
Thank you.
guys. Welcome back here to the balcony. That was Two Off Down on the Upside. No Attention. So we got one left. Soundgarden, Somewhere off Bad Motor Finger. And then Tony Cornell with Chris Cornell doing Nothing Compares to You. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Yeah.
speechless. Hey, folks. Happy birthday, Chris Cornell. That was awesome with his daughter. So awesome. Trying to hold it together. All right. We'll be here next week at the balcony. Thanks, everyone.
Come true a few kisses ago.